Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. I want to read the first three verses of this chapter. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Therefore, we must give the most earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, every transgression, disobedience received a just reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him?" Our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the clarity of your word. May it be a profitable time as we consider these verses this morning. We thank you for your great love to us. And we pray, Lord, that we would do all things pleasing in your sight. We pray in your precious name. Amen. As we come to this text this morning, the Hebrew writer in the first chapter has established the fact that in past days the Lord spoke. He spoke through the fathers by the prophets. He spoke by angels. He spoke by Moses. But in the last day, in this day that we are, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. He emphasizes the superiority of Christ over the angels. Now, certainly speaking through the prophets was God's word and is God's word and is totally binding and relevant. But he is showing the contrast that in these latter days, in the last day, he has spoken by way of his Son, so that his Son is truth. His Son is the definition of truth. And what the Son says bears upon all of us. We come then, as he has established the Lord Jesus Christ superior to the angels, the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, the one who has accomplished redemption. He speaks of him as the authority that we have in these last days. And in that context, the Hebrew writer says this: "Therefore, all of this being true, we must give the more earnest heed." All the way through the scriptures, God gives us warnings. Warnings that time and again are relevant to our own present state, but also relevant for eternity. Time and again, he tells us how we must conduct ourselves. He tells us what we are to pay attention to. And here, he says, we must give the earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Urgent. We must be serious to take the things that we hear. The weight of accountability as far as the revelation of God is great. It was great when the angels spoke, so much so that he says everything that was spoken was steadfast. Every transgression of disobedience received the just reward. There was accountability. But now, in these last days, he has spoken through the Son. The weight of accountability in the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has spoken. And therefore, when the preacher makes this contrast, he is saying, in essence, when he says, give earnest heed, he says, pay attention. Pay attention to what I am going to say. Be attentive. Don't let distractions take you away. You got to take very seriously what I am about to say. Forget the preacher. Just look at the word. What does it say here? This is what the Hebrew writer is calling us to. And he says, therefore, we must give. He includes himself, for it pertains to all believers, no matter where they are in their journey to glory. It is that which we all must take heed, all take seriously. Well, what is the warning about? The warning about is this. We must give earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. Lest we drift away. Which speaks as to a warning regarding our response to the Word of God. He has spoken. How do we take the words of Christ that have been spoken? How do we look at them? How do we perceive his words and treat these words? Do we give earnest heed to them? Or do we take them lightly? He says, take most earnest heed, lest we drift away. Urgent, drifting away from what we have heard. Now you see, they're in the truth. You may feel that you are in the truth. And you feel that and believe that you're faithful to the Word of God. The Word of God is your authority. And therefore, whatever God says, you are willing and you say that you desire to obey. Now, all of those who are truly in Christ will be obedient and will keep the commandments of the Lord God. The Hebrew writer says, now, to you who are in the truth, you might be drifting away. You have not listened. You have not heard. How many do not hear the exposition of Scripture for a long time? Maybe they don't go to church. Maybe they go to a church where the Word of God is not preached. Maybe they go somewhere where it's preached, but it's what is given is always the milk of the Word. But the accountability rests upon us. How do we take these things that we have heard? When truth is being preached, truth begins to drift. You begin slowly to be drawn aside. It's not something that comes overnight. It is something that is very subtle. It is something that you don't detect. And pretty soon, you find yourself drifting far away from the truth. The truth has very little bearing upon you. You come to a place where you're not even accustomed to paying attention to the truth. And as you drift further and further and further away, you are in a position where the devil and the forces of evil can come and bring in untruth, bring in heresy, bring in things that are not right. Because We are not paying attention. We are not giving earnest heed to the word of God. The Hebrew writer goes on. He says that not only we must be careful lest we drift away from the truth, where the truth is not something upon our hearts, we are not following the Lord as we should. But he goes on to make this contrast. Now, when the angels spoke back in the days before Christ, what they said truly was the word of God and proved steadfast that every sin that was shown to the people of God when they committed that sin and became disobedient to God, they received a just reward. Now that was under the revelation given to prophets and angels, but you're under the revelation given by Christ himself. So he says, how shall we escape? How shall we escape judgment if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord? What happens in our day? What happens in our day is that when there is an attention to the word, and there is not attention to the preaching of the word of God, nor the studying of the word of God, we began to drift. We began to let go of very important truths. We began to become careless in our own hearts. Now, it's not that we throw the truth overboard. Somebody says, do you believe the Bible? You would say, well, yeah, I believe the Bible. You believe, oh, yeah, yeah, I believe it. But you drift so far away that the preaching, you can't even pay attention to the preaching. You can't even pay attention to God's word. You can't read God's word. You just began to drift and drift. And then next, says the Hebrew writer, then you start neglecting. God says, I want you to do this. This is what you ought to do. This is how you ought to conduct yourself. But you're so far away from the influence of the word of God because you're not in the word of God. You're not under the word of God. You're not hearing the word of God. And so you just slowly begin to drift. And what you do is you neglect. And pretty soon the neglect of God's word is okay for you. Doesn't mean anything. If indeed God brought before men and women a sight of hell itself, and you could walk right up to the very edge of the pit of hell, and you could look into hell, and you could look in, and the Lord says, well, now I'm going to push you right into that, into the abyss, into hell. I'm going to push you there. If you neglect my word, what would you do? You would say, oh, Lord, wait a minute. I won't neglect at all. And then you start meaning business. But you see, when we live in a life where we become more complacent, and we don't have such a visual such as that, although we should as we read Holy Scripture, the tendency is to neglect the Word of God. The tendency is to drift away. Can you remember at all what you have studied in Holy Scripture from one day to the next? Can you remember the sermon before we end the last song that we sing? Does it really matter to you? These are the questions that the Hebrew writer is saying is all involved in drifting away. It's all involved in neglecting. Are you pretty satisfied with your life? Is it that your life has shown a real transformation from the Word of God? Are you holier today than you were last week? Does your love for Christ, is it stirring? Is it inflamed by the Word of God? Are your obedience fervent before Him? This is what the writer is saying. Later on, when he gets into Hebrews, he's going to say, now there was a people in the wilderness. Did they believe in God? Did they have truth? Sure, they had truth. Did they follow God? Sure, they followed God. But then they got away. So they weren't in the Word. They didn't listen to His voice. They didn't listen to what He's saying. If any servants came, they were out by themselves. They just kind of shut themselves off. Then sin began to come more powerfully in the life. And as it did, it began to have its effect where there's murmuring, where there's complaining, where there's denying the very truth that they said they believed. And the end of it all was when they did not receive what was spoken, the end of it all was damnation. Drifting. Now you see, the Hebrew writer is not putting here in chapter 2 something just to be novel. Not something just to say, wow, that's different. He is putting something here out of serious, serious understanding of the Word of God, that if we do not heed the words of Christ, if we do not obey Him, if we are not following after Him, and we drift away and we neglect, how in the world, he says, will we escape judgment? They didn't escape it in the Old Testament. How will we ever escape it? So you see, the Hebrew writer here is speaking to all of us that we have to be stirred up in heart. We have to take seriously what God has accomplished. If we say we are in Him, we must take seriously what He says. We must be careful what He says. So that's the question. Have you drifted from the Word of God? Have you drifted? How much do you spend in the Word of God? How much is it changing you? If someone came to you and just said to you, well, okay, in this last week, what is it that you have found in the Word that's really, really changed your life? I mean, you're just all excited about it. I mean, you just see, what is it? Could you say anything? In the last 6 months, what is it that God has shown you? Have you profited under the preaching of the Word of God? Have you carefully listened? Because you see, Christ has spoken in these last days, says the Hebrew writer. Or are we just kind of drifting? Someone says, well, do you know you're drifting? Do you know that the shore is a mile over here? Do you know that you're way out here in the middle? Ah, don't talk to me because I know I'm saved. Do you know that you're neglecting? This boat has an engine. Oh, I got to turn it on, get back to the harbor. Oh, but you're neglecting all of that. You're just sitting there. You're just drifting. How easy it is for that to happen. And so we must constantly be on guard. We must constantly be praying to our God. We must constantly be taking advantage of all that God has provided. What has He provided? Holy Scripture that we read, we meditate. What has he provided? The church. You know, one of the basic reasons of Christ building his church, establishing it, is that he might sanctify his people. He might sanctify his people. The church in the life of a believer is absolutely vital. Therefore, the Hebrew writer later on says that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. That's how important it is. Do we take advantage of all the different means? That's the question. And so the Hebrew writer will be time and again warning. He warns in chapter 2. He warns in chapter 4. He warns in chapter 10. He warns in chapter 12. All the way through, there's warning after warning that we might take heed to his word. How shall we escape if we neglect such great salvation that he has given to us? May it be that God would enable us as a people of God to constantly watch and be aware, constantly looking at our own hearts, our own soul. Where are we in relationship to our God? What improvements have there been? What holiness has come about? What obedience is so quickly done that we look, we examine? The Hebrew writer says, I'm going to be speaking an awful lot regarding the words of Christ. I'm going to be speaking regarding his work and what he has done, accomplished. His blood, his covenant. He is a mediator. All of the benefits that Christ has given to us. I'm going to talk about future glory. I'm going to talk about what it will be like to be with him forever and ever. I'm going to talk about the fact that we have access because why? He's a gracious high priest. I'm going to talk about all these things. But they're not going to profit you if you neglect so great salvation. It's not going to profit you if you drift away. The Lord makes it very clear in Holy Scripture that the devil will seek with all of his might to keep us from the means of grace, whether it's reading Scripture, whether it's hearing the preaching of the Word. He will do everything he can. That's what he fears. He fears that as the Word goes out, the words will fall upon good soil. He hopes they'll fall upon the stony ground. He hopes it falls upon the thorns. He hopes for all of that because you are still his. But if it falls on good ground, that's what he worries about. And how in the world will that be? It's when the people of God take seriously that Christ has spoken and taken his words aright. Our Father, we thank you so much for the warnings that you give us. Thank you so much, Lord, for your mercies. We know, Lord, that your word will only find lodging in any of our hearts through your work. We know, Lord, Holy Spirit, you and you alone burns the truth in the heart. You alone gives us understanding. You alone stirs our heart. You alone are the one who keeps us. We plead that you would do so even this day. Doesn't depend upon the preacher. Doesn't depend upon anything that is said in itself. Lord, work in all of our hearts. Stir us up. May it be, O Lord, that we would not drift. May it be that we would not neglect. May it be that we watch carefully. May it be, O Lord, that we are found true servants, fervent believers in the most holy faith. We plead, Lord, for your blessing and for your mercy. In your name we pray. Amen.